Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello and welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. This is the preview show. I'm Manu Feit. He's Stefan Bienkowski. First of all, Stefan, how's it going? Final podcast of the week. You ready for the weekend?
Yeah, I am ready for the weekend. It's been a busy week. Always is when there's European football on. The workload just begins to pile up. But I can't really complain. And I'm looking forward to the weekend football. So, yeah. How about you?
I'm great. This is on the backs of the Leverkusen game, and I can't believe how good of a team they are. And I want to give a huge shout out, because this is one of the podcasts that are not behind a paywall, right? So if you are a regular listener to the two regular podcasts and you're looking for a great Bundesliga community, Stefan, our Substack chat just for the three European games has hit 1,000 messages. Just absolute bonkers. That community is growing and growing, and it's been a lot of fun just engaging with a lot of our listeners and readers, and have some interesting debates and become a really great alternative to what Twitter used to be and Facebook and all these other social medias. And it's just been a delight to be in there.
Yeah, it's been such a wonderful tool to kind of chat to people during the games. Subscribers can chat to you and I. Matt gets involved as well. So it's just, I don't really spend much time on Twitter anymore or Threads or really anything, really. And it's a nice kind of thing to do during the match, to react to things, to kind of bounce ideas off people, to have a laugh. So, yeah, if you're looking for somewhere to kind of talk to Bundesliga fans in real time, really, in any match day, the European games at, but also, of course, every weekend as well, then I would say definitely worth giving it a check on the Substack app.
Yeah, and we have a transfer window chat now as well, so you can discuss that as well. And yeah, it's a good time, and yeah, a real great social media alternative. Let's jump into this Bundesliga match day before we, get too deeply involved in the wonderful community that we've built over there. And it kicks off with Augsburg against Union Berlin on Friday. I really struggled with a prediction here, Stefan. And so I do what I always do when I struggle with a prediction. I went with a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, it's completely understandable. I think both these teams would probably take a point, to be honest, at this stage in the season. Both two clubs have started very poorly in the season and have really turned things around under new head coaches. And both, somewhat surprisingly, actually lost last weekend. Maybe not Union Berlin to the same extent, because they're also playing Bayer Leverkusen, but I was quite surprised to see Augsburg pick up a defeat to Hoffenheim after the decent run of form. So I think on the balance of things, I actually agree with you. And I've actually gone for a very feisty 2-2 draw in the Friday night game.
Yeah. I mean, Union Berlin did give Leverkusen a bit of a run of money. But, Leverkusen is such a weird team because you just know they're going to beat you eventually. Even if you can keep it close, you just still know that you lose. So, you know, whether it's 1-0 or 3-0 or 4-0, it doesn't really matter. They're going to get you eventually. But yeah, this one is going to be interesting. And I have to actually applaud both those teams for that they've done in the second half of the season. Augsburg in particular, right? Where you always joke up Bavaria's best team. They certainly, when it comes to the resources, that's probably true this season because they are sitting there in seventh place. And that may still be enough for European football this year. So, you know, good for them. On Union Berlin had a really terrible situation to start the season and they kind of ducked themselves out of there. And, you know, talking about teams that may or may not dig themselves out of that relegation zone, the next one is Köln and they go into Munich. And Stefan, what is Munich going to do after this game in London where they looked so very good? Are we going to see Bundesliga Bayern or Champions League Bayern in this game?
Well, I mean, going up based on last weekend's performances against Heidenheim, it's really anyone's guess. I think it now seems clear to everyone that Bayern just aren't at the races when it comes to Bundesliga. The players, the coach, club itself maybe have obviously just given up, and either subconsciously or very directly, I suspect it's probably subconsciously at some level because obviously no one at the club would ever admit to not trying in the league, but I think it's probably apparent.
One person admitted and he got scolded for it, and that was Thomas Tuchel, remember?
But either way, despite that rather, I think Heidenheim are one thing. I think it's Cologne or something else entirely, especially at home. And, you know, there's a good chance that Cologne could make this very difficult for Bayern. But I suspect after that kind of weekend or that midweek fixture where we kind of saw Leroy Sané look back to his best, Kingsley Coman coming back in. Obviously, the injury to Serge Gnabry is a huge problem. But by and large, Bayern just kind of began to look a bit more like themselves. And I suspect that even a half fit or a 60% or a 70% fit Bayern should still be able to beat this Köln side. So yeah, I've gone for a 2-0 win for Bayern.
Yeah, I went for something similar. I think it's going to be a 3-1 win for Bayern. I think there's going to be a bit of experimenting here, right? They're going to test out that left flank without Alphonso Davies in this match, which is understandable. A couple other players maybe rotating in and out of the squad to rest up for that really important return leg against Arsenal. But at the same time, I think too that maybe the weight off the shoulders that they will no longer be able to win the Bundesliga title. You know, it's not certain until Leverkusen win their game against Bremen on Sunday. But, you know, let's be honest here. Leverkusen should be able to get those final 3 points they need to win the title from here till the end of the season, because that's all that's required at this stage. So I think with that in mind, there's that weight is going to be off the shoulders. And I think too that Köln have a lot to lose. So Köln will have to probably not going to be able to afford to play this cagedly, and that should all play into Bayern's hands. So I went with a 3-1 victory here for Bayern Munich. All right, next to Leipzig against Wolfsburg. Leipzig have a lot to play for, Stefan. And there has been a bit of an earthquake in Wolfsburg, conveniently, just before they go to Leipzig. And that's long-term sporting director Marcel Schäfer leaving Wolfsburg for Leipzig to become the new sporting director there. Leipzig times as well. This is a typical Bayern move, isn't it? That you announced this just before you will play your opponent. Obviously, yeah. And it really, all the players in the squad seem to be quite shocked. Maxi Arnold, I think, was quite outspoken about this. And, you know, because Marcel Schäfer since he's joined the club from 1860s, only been briefly gone once to play for the Tampa Bay Rowdies in the USL Championship in the United States, right? And even that was more of an apprenticeship abroad to come back to Wolfsburg and learn from that experience. And so him going is, I think, quite a shock for the club. And now Ralf Rasenhüttl is in the double function of a sporting director and a head coach, which is a lot. And I think that might actually impact everyone there, which I think is going to also help Leipzig. And so I went for a 2-0 victory for Leipzig in this one.
Yeah, it's certainly a shock. I would say that Hasenhüttl maybe has quite a lot of experience in kind of dealing with these kind of situations at clubs. Obviously, yeah. Southampton had their fair share of crises. If I'm not mistaken, he was kind of airdropped into Leipzig as a replacement for a head coach at last minute, or maybe I'm thinking of Rangnick replacing him. I can't quite remember, but either way,
I think both is true.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to remember who he replaced at Leipzig. He was obviously still in the Zweite Bundesliga, I think, when he took over there. So, or maybe I'm confusing that with him bringing up Ingolstadt. I believe it was.
Didn't they?
Was it Ingolstadt or Darmstadt?
They waited for him at Leipzig, didn't they? I remember. I think you're quite right. Rangnick was the interim coach, and then Hasenhüttl came in.
Yeah, let me just quickly get this. Who is it? It was Ingolstadt. Oh, my memory hasn't completely left me. Yeah, despite all that, I still think Leipzig should win this one. Wolfsburg looked decent in their first kind of game under Hasenhüttl, the away match. So, you know, there's a chance that they might play better on the road. But Leipzig have been able to kind of really rely on their home form recently. Only two clubs have picked up more points in their last 10 home games in Leipzig, and that's Leverkusen and Bayern. And I suspect that Leipzig should have more about them, so it should be a tight game, but yeah, I've gone for a 2-1 win here for Leipzig.
That's interesting, because that's going to put a bunch of implications on the Champions League race, right? We'll see how Dortmund will respond from their performance against Atletico Madrid. We'll get to that game in a moment, but before we get there, Mainz against Hoffenheim, Stefan, what are we thinking here?
Yeah, so I'm hesitant to kind of downplay Mainz right now. They somehow seem to have just pulled a really decent run of form out of nowhere. They've picked up 8 points in the last 5 games, you know, including wins against Darmstadt and Bochum, two huge games there, and draws against Leipzig and Gladbach. With an 8-1 defeat to Bayern kind of wedged in between there, which is quite remarkable. But, you know, I think on the whole, Mainz have proven since really the turn of the year that they're a really, really difficult team to beat. Hoffenheim equally, you know, have been very good on the road this season. But recently, they've kind of really stumbled. I know they beat Augsburg, which we talked about a moment ago. I was quite surprised at that. But they've also lost the last 3 away games before that. So more or less what I'm suggesting here is that I think Mainz are a team who definitely seem to be coming into a really important patch of form as they kind of try and pull away from the relegation race. Hoffenheim are a team who seems to just be kind of really kind of struggling to overcome complacency now that they're obviously quite nestled comfortably in mid-table without any real fear of, you know, getting dragged into the relegation race. And I think they've maybe all but given up on a European spot as well, it would seem. But I've gone for a 2-2 draw.
Yeah, I mean, you're quite right about Mainz. I spoke to Bo Henriksen, the head coach, this morning, Stefan, before I got up to even work for Transfermarkt. At the crack of dawn, a scheduled interview at 5 o'clock in the morning, which readers of the Substack will be able to read next week. Just giving a little bit of a preview here. And I've met a very animated Danish head coach. Who made me maybe a little bit of a believer. But also, you're looking at the stats, and you kind of alluded to it already. They are sixth in the table since he's taken over with 11 points. They're just 2 points behind Borussia Dortmund, 2 points behind Augsburg, which we've, I think, highlighted a few times already of how well they have done in recent weeks, right? They are 1 point ahead of Bayern Munich. And actually, you know, speaking of Bayern Munich, Bo did highlight to me that game against Bayern was probably a good thing because it kind of gave them a reality check. And you've seen them since then playing a lot better, right? He's made me a little bit of a believer. I think that talking to him, he is both very emotionally involved and believes in himself and in the club and what these players can do. The record that he's put together kind of reminds me of what Stuttgart have done last year under Hoeneß. And also from what he's told me about the tactical approach and the way he wants to set this up and the way he wants to play football, a lot of things make sense and you can see them getting better. And so I actually think they're going to etch a 2-1 win here, which, you know, would make things quite interesting in the relegation battle, right? So that's my prediction. And yeah, keep your eyes open for the article next week on Bo Henriksen and what he's done at Mainz. Clearly some impressive work there. All right. We've alluded to it. Gladbach against Dortmund. Drumroll, Stefan. This is such a big game for Dortmund, especially after that Atletico Madrid game. Surely they will have to start winning some games. I have to point out that the Bundesliga's chances of getting that fifth place for the Champions League have rapidly improved this week with the results, right? And everything goes well next week in the return fixtures, that could improve even more. But you don't want to rely on that at all, especially because Dortmund have that in their hands as well. Because you know, they need to overturn that result against Atletico, right? Are they going to take that momentum from the last 20 minutes, or are we going to see the Dortmund from the first 60 minutes here? And I really struggled, went back and forward. I'm not a huge Gladbach believer at the moment, so I think Dortmund are going to edge this 2-1.
So I suspect that Dortmund might drop points here, to be honest with you. Gladbach, by no means a team in form, by no means a team who have any real right to take a point off Dortmund at this moment in time. But, you know, they put in a pretty solid defensive performance of sorts against Wolfsburg. I know they went a goal down at first, but they played a very kind of interesting, kind of very defensive system that really frustrated Wolfsburg. And I just suspect that if they do something similar at home against Dortmund, Edin Terzic's side will struggle. I think Dortmund put a lot of effort into that midweek game against Atletico Madrid. We did a bonus show on it. We talked about how they'd finished the game really strongly. And you had a lot of players like Adeyemi, Jadon Sancho, Julian Brandt really kind of running from, you know, from box to box. So I wouldn't be surprised if we kind of saw a jaded, unimaginative performance from Dortmund. And if Gladbach can keep things tight, I think they can frustrate them quite a lot. So I've actually gone for a 1-1 draw here.
No, I was so tempted to do that as well. as I said, I am not convinced by the Dortmund can pull this off if they win narrowly. But yeah, your 1-1 draw was almost my second bet. We'll see. We'll see who's going to be right in the end. All right, up next, Bochum against Heidenheim. What do we think here? Heidenheim going to have the Bayern curse, Stefan?
quite possibly, but I don't suspect so. I think, weirdly enough, if Bochum hadn't sacked Thomas Lech last weekend or at the start of this week, whenever it was, then I would have actually probably suggested they might have had a good shot at this one because, you know, the home form in general has been quite good. I know they didn't kind of take advantage of games recently. They've also lost 4 of the last 5, and that's probably exactly... Or no, sorry, I'm looking at the waveform here. They had lost 4 of the last 5 in general as well, which is obviously why they decided to part ways with the head coach. But there's something about this that just kind of makes me think that Heidenheim might sneak it. They've only lost 1 of the last 5 away games. On the whole, their away form's actually been quite impressive this season. You know, not so much that they're picking up big wins, and you know, it's not quite as impressive as their home form, but they're grinding out a lot of draws. You know, they've got 5 from 14. And the most recent one was actually against Stuttgart, of course, people may remember. And I just suspect that they probably have more going for them than this Bochum side right now, which are really down their luck, which have really kind of let winnable games get past them. And I mean, maybe there might be a new manager bounce. I don't really suspect it'll be the case. And I've gone for a 2-1 win for Heidenheim.
That's my prediction as well. I'm not convinced that firing Lech was the right move here. Not convinced by that at all. And you know, I think Matt broke it down really well on the main show earlier this week, right? Talking about how popular he was and the work that he's done. And let's be honest, he got fired because Köln scored the late goal, which seems like such a wild decision to make. and so very short-sighted. I know it had implications in the title race and the relegation battle and all that sort of stuff, but at the end of the day, I mean, Köln were a little lucky there, and you can't really throw out your entire season's plan based on that. And I kind of feel like this might backfire, Stefan. So Bochum seemed so safe and stored away, and now I think this relegation battle is wide open. So yeah, Heidenheim it is for me. Okay, so that gets us to the Saturday Topspiel, Bundesliga Topspiel. Your match of the week, Stefan, what are we thinking here?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite easy to pick your match of the week as a Topspiel. It kind of speaks for itself, yes, usually. But I think it's going to be a really entertaining match between two teams who've done well enough. I mean, obviously, Stuttgart done much better than Frankfurt, but Frankfurt have done pretty well as well. Recently, we did a podcast on not so long ago, and I found myself kind of defending them for the most part on the pitch, considering, you know, where they've been recently. And I think I'm just kind of plucking this out of my memory bank at some point, but I think I was right in saying that they're actually on course to have maybe like a second or third highest points total in the last 15 years, I think, in the Bundesliga. So mm-hmm. I think that puts into context how up and down the club have been recently, and even under previous head coaches who did very well in cup competitions in the league, they've never really been as consistent as they are right now. And obviously the fascinating thing about this game is that Stuttgart, now leveling points with Bayern, would want to continue that, obviously, because finishing second and above Bayern would be just this incredible historic achievement for Stuttgart, at least in the modern era. But they face a Frankfurt side who actually haven't lost away from home against Stuttgart since February 2018. So,
wow.
Yeah, and crazy stats. So you've got a very informed Stuttgart team. You've got a decent Frankfurt team. But what's interesting is that Frankfurt seem to have this incredible kind of mental edge over Stuttgart. Of course, that stat's heavily weighted due to the fact that up until about 6 months ago, Stuttgart were a yo-yo relegation side. So they're a very different team now. But I just think it'll be a very fascinating game between two good sides. I think Stuttgart, despite what I just stated there, with that kind of incredible record that Frankfurt have, I suspect that Stuttgart will still win this, so I've gone for a 2-1 win for Sebastian Hoeneß's side.
That's my prediction as well. You know, not much to add to what you've said there, because obviously we concur, but Serhu Guirassy, if he scores in this game, will set a new single-season goal-scoring record for VfB Stuttgart. He will break a record set by a certain Mario Gomez.
Yeah.
So that's something to watch out for, right? And he still has time after that to score even more.
He does, yeah. And another thing, actually, and people may have noticed if they read my newsletter on Monday, or Tuesday rather, that as things currently stand, Dennis Undab's goals and assists per 90 this season is 0.01 less than Harry Kane's. And
wow.
So he's not, you know, he's obviously nowhere near Harry Kane's overall goal scoring record or overall goals and assists record, but per 90 averages, he's a slither behind the Bayern striker. And I said in my newsletter, I wouldn't be surprised if he finished the season with a better game average rather than overall record. So that's another thing to keep an eye on. I wouldn't be surprised if he's keeping an eye on that one as well.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that, as you alluded to, that someone will update De Zerbi soon on the contract that was set between Stuttgart and Brighton, because I'm pretty sure that Stuttgart will trigger that clause. At this stage, you have to. Exit clause is like, what, 20 million, including all bonuses? That's a steal. Like, Dennis is going through the Euros, and it's going to play a key part for Germany there. Yeah, his market value is going to be through the roof. So, yeah, incredible signing for them. And I think, despite what De Zerbi said in the recent press conference, there's no chance he's going back. You know, I'm pretty sure that Stuttgart will find one of their two car makers, will get the help from one of their two car makers that own shares in the club to pay for the bill for this one. So, yeah, there's no chance he's going back. All right, that gets us to the Sunday fixtures. Darmstadt against Freiburg. Yeah, I went for a pretty straightforward 2-0 Freiburg win here, Stefan.
I've got the exact same thing written down. And I think this one's a pretty quick one. We could rattle through, really. Darmstadt haven't been very good this season. And Freiburg, despite their troubles, seem to be extremely impressive at picking up points against the bottom half teams. They've won two of the bounce away from home as well. So, yeah, I would be surprised if Freiburg didn't win this one.
Freiburg extremely busy already signing players and putting up their post Christian Streich squad, which has been really interesting to watch. They have signed some impressive guys. Dingshi is one that I think is going to be a really good signing for them. Currently at Heidenheim on loan from Werder, and Werder in the Infinite Vista put a very low exit clause in there. So Freiburg said, thank you, we'll take him. All right, that gets us to my match of the week. Leverkusen against Bremen. Drum roll. It's been 11 years, Stefan. 11 years. 11 years in a row that we had to see Bayern Munich stage one celebration after another at the famous Marienplatz in downtown Munich. That is going to get cancelled this year. Unless, of course, Bayern win the Champions League, then we're still going to have to put up with the Bayern fans making their trek downtown Munich once a year. I think this one, though, is going to get wrapped up. I think everyone is going to tune in. A lot of people watched Leverkusen's performance today against West Ham. They made 7 changes for this game. And then Alonso, of course, substituted on or brought on the 2 winning goals in Hoffmann and Boniface. Boniface back. He looks great. Slowly getting more and more game time. The one thing that I have to say, I think this is actually going to be quite cagey. And I think also that Leverkusen are going to just do what they need to do, which is what they have done recently in the Bundesliga. The 1-0 win against Union Berlin comes to mind, and that is my tip. I think we're going to see a new Bundesliga champion crowned on Sunday, but I think it's going to be just a 1-0 win.
Very cagey. And it wouldn't be a surprise considering what happened against Union Berlin last weekend as well. I'm a little more optimistic. I've gone for a 2-0 win for Leverkusen. As you said, they're unstoppable, and Werder Bremen have been absolutely rubbish recently, to be perfectly honest with you. They've picked up just 1 point from last 5 games. Their away record is okay, to be honest with you, but it's not fantastic, and I think we'd have to see a performance of the season for Bremen to cause an upset here. So yeah, I've gone for a very straightforward 2-0 win and a very deserved title for Bayer Leverkusen.
Yeah, it's finally over. I mean, we've waited long enough. There's kids are running around Germany now that only know one title winner. So it's time. It really has been time. And obviously, if it doesn't happen this weekend, it will certainly happen soon enough. But yeah, I think too, this is the most dominant title win I've seen from any Bundesliga club, probably since that first season under Pep Guardiola for Bayern Munich, Stefan. I mean, this has been incredible stuff. And we'll, of course, do our podcasts and articles on this when it is wrapped up. But, you know, watching them again today against West Ham United, who did anything in their physical power to destruct Leverkusen, actually the best Premier way to put it. And it still wasn't enough. You know, it just doesn't seem to be a method to break this team down. And that is so utterly impressive.
Yeah, they're not just an unexpected title winner. They're probably one of the most deserving in modern history, as you said. The points tally, I think they're still on course to potentially pick up the highest points tally ever, if I'm not mistaken. They're still on course for that.
I think 92 points. Is that possible still? It's the highest in a while.
Yeah.
There's 6 games left, right? So they can get 18 points. 94.
96 and exactly, I think, if the quick math tells me.
Yeah. It's going to be close enough.
If it's 6 games left,
94 is, I think, what they can get, right?
Yeah. Like, still be obviously incredible. I suspect they might drop off once they win the title, just because they'll have bigger fish to fry in Europe, but that doesn't really matter. And it's, and I know how much it'll mean for the club, how much it'll mean for the fans, and yeah, we'll definitely be covering it on Sunday with our show, so people should definitely tune in when it pops up.
I think there's never been a undefeated first-time title winner in any of the top European leagues since Preston North End, which means you have to go back a long time.
Well, Arsenal did it in the Premier League.
But not as a first-time winner.
Oh, I see. Sorry, of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's never been a undefeated winner in the Bundesliga. So that is still a record that they could get. And they might just do it and just get a bunch of draws. I think it was Andrich yesterday or today that said they want to actually get it because it's not been done yet. So that could be something that keeps the momentum going, right? Seeing what's happened in the Europa League today, that path to the title might have gotten a little bit easier today too, because Liverpool was obviously the favorite, but they lost 3-0 to Atalanta. So we'll see what that holds for Leverkusen. It's historic. It's astonishing. This team deserves to wrap up their first title of the season, I think, on Sunday, and I'm looking forward to it when it happens, because it's just been so much fun to watch, Stefan. So, yeah, stay tuned, I guess.
Yeah, anyways, absolutely. It's because I thought that was you wrapping up.
No, not quite, but I am going to wrap it up now. As always, the show is brought to you by Bet Online in association with Get German Football News. Head over there, check it out. Great site. Also, the newsletters are all there, and they're all great reads. Whether it's Stefan, Dennis Undorf, we mentioned it on this show. Matt's wrap-up of the fan scene is out as well. I did my piece on Alexander Pavlovich, who is back and I think is going to play a massive role for Bayern Munich in that return leg against Arsenal. And then we also have our bonus shows out as well. And as I mentioned, if you're not a subscriber yet, go also check it out, because we have a wonderful community and a great chat that has become a fantastic alternative to X, formerly known as Twitter. And on that note, I'm going to wrap it up totally now. Auf Wiedersehen.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.